It will cost the state approximately $250,000, Mr. Speaker. And we have had a delay for two reasons. And kindly permit me to outline these two reasons, Mr. Speaker. One, some fishers affected wanted to upscale their operations and sought the assistance of the ministry in ordering the requisite equipment. This is in the process, the concluding stages, since the equipment have already been sourced. And two, we have just received confirmation by two international organizations, and these two organizations came to our assistance. They actually participated in the assessment work, and even though we had the money to go ahead and purchase, we did not want to purchase, knowing that there was a commitment by these organizations. The two sources from which assistance would be received are, one, the grant component from the Petro-Carib Fund, which is in the Farmer Support Company. $1 million, Mr. Speaker, will be assigned during the course of this year for grant assistance. The first tranche of monies assigned to the Farmer Support Company, there was a $750,000 grant component. In this year, we are going to have the assignment of $1 million to provide assistance as these. And two, another $1 million was also assigned for small operators affected by the disaster, because some persons did not only lose their boats or equipment, but there were infrastructure on the shorelines which were also affected.